This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That was an incredible call just now from Dallas in Texas, no pun intended. Laying out the facts, I went and looked. It's all the Davos Group. I'm telling you, everything leads back to these guys because they're the public version of the Bilderberg Group.
How has it changed in the past 10 years, the transition of power from people that run stuff? How has it changed, or has it always been the same people?
That is a hugely important question, and we've got one caller we got to go to in the short segment. I will answer that after Norm Pattis leaves this next segment because that's a two-minute answer.
Okay.
And that's really, really big. But the big answer is they're out in the open now.
So you're saying I have the best question on this show.
You have the best question ever.
But it's not a contest, Aaron. But if it were.
It's kind of a contest to see who Alex likes more. And it's clearly me at this point.
It'd be a contest if I'd ask him.
He also told me.
We have fellow podcaster Norm Pattis popping in for one segment here next segment. Can I have the Media Matters article, guys? Pretty please? Thank you. Because I want to get him on yesterday. I think he was busy in that position. But apparently the left's all saying arrest me for what I said. I want to ask a famous criminal lawyer who represents some of the most vicious criminals in America, and that represents me, if I committed a crime. Let's go ahead and go to John in Pennsylvania. John, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. My name is John. I'm in Erie, Pennsylvania. I had a good paying job on the pipeline. I also did fracking as well. And, you know, it's all done by design. To take people's money. So when OCY comes and takes their kids, they can't defend themselves.
He's a pipeline worker. He's giving us the take about how they're trying to break the society down and break down the culture. Give us your...
You're also going to try to break down the family, too.
Oh, they're doing that, brother.
It's cash for kids. It's cash for kids in the state of Ohio and big in Erie, PA, Erie, Pennsylvania. It's bad. The judges are in on it. The CPS is in on it. And the employee that runs the show... And the one employee that runs the CPS in town, Tina Tarofsky. I mean, the judges will let this lady do what she wants. It's cash for kids. It's all about killing the family. They're normalizing pedophilia.
John, I hear you. We're going to hell in a handbasket, and that's why we need to expose it. And let me ask you both, gentlemen. Thanks for the call, John. What do we do to counter this crazy leftist takeover? Because I don't see you guys as right-wingers. I don't even see myself as right-winger. I just don't want to destroy the family and things that work well and be conquered by a bunch of weird, neurotic leftists.
As a family, man, I'd say you focus on your own family and you try and lead by example, and that's what you do. And you let the rest of the stuff fall by the wayside, as it should. And if you have to pivot, you pivot. You figure out ways to do it. I can't work for a major network now that I've done this today. So what I do is I just make my own content.
I like your T-shirt.
Thank you. That is
Wuhan Lacrosse.
Wuhan Lacrosse, one of the best lacrosse teams. However, they were all wiped out in a wet market in downtown Wuhan. Yeah, there was an incident. It was like what happened with Duke, but these people ate bats and died.
Only that really happened.
But you've got an answer. Why is Hillary Clinton on there?
No, that's
you. If you had to, her or Cloris Leachman, if you were not married, pick one.
You know
what I mean.
Massage her feet?
Yeah.
Who's Cloris Leachman?
You don't remember Cloris
Leachman? From Maude, from Young Frankenstein. She was hot in her earlier days.
In her earlier days.
Yeah, but Hillary Clinton was never hot. I'm sorry. She was never good.
Oh, Cloris Leachman is in, like, Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Rob Luca.
Yeah,
I'm her.
Oh, she's a, find an old picture of her. She's a piece of B-U-T-T-S. She's a beautiful...
Butts? Piece of butts?
But I agree with what you're saying. Like, I say this all the time. Like, we are the greatest country in the world, but we might have what has turned into the worst parents in the world. Like people don't raise their kids anymore. And I grew up in a Norman Rockwell painting, so I've always been grounded in, like, my friends and my family, and that's what gets you through.
Well, I mean, yeah, because they always demonize America, but we had half the wealth, 4% of the population, we were empowering everybody, and now the globalists are taking over, demonizing that, and it's all going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I think what we do is what? Allow more
you
trans
said put on a wig and get over the border.
That was my idea.
That was your idea. I don't see how that has anything to do with family.
So the people that attack what we do they're hiding horrible things on their end, and it always ends up coming out. There was one cancel guy that canceled someone from Saturday Night Live. Turns out he was molesting women all the time. There was another guy, turns out he was doing his own bondage porn where he would eat his own liquids and stuff like that. There's sick people. And by the way, very clever of me to keep both those things clean because I
nailed it. We got to go to break for 60 seconds. Do we have Norm Pattis on the line? I saw him on there, and now he's not there.
We didn't say anything.
No, It's not that.
It feels like
your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Norm Pattis is going to pop on, but he's in a deposition, so he can't. Well, that happened yesterday, too. I think, note to self, don't get Norm on when he's in the middle of depositions because he's like doing call back in. All right, guys, we got one more segment, and the great Matt Bracken is going to take over ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room today, and just incredible times. Guys, you're here. We have Aaron Berg and Gino Bisconte.
Yeah.
They host In Hot Water, a program on the Compound Media transmission with the great folks over there with Anthony Cumia. But I guess the whole crew's here for comedy shows, and he's doing Joe Rogan. So that should be an interesting thing. When's that coming out?
It's a whole big weekend. His Rogan, I guess, will be tomorrow. It is freezing in here. But I don't understand why you guys are so warm. It's freezing.
You need a couple more T-cells coursing through your body.
The shows, Alex, you got to come. They're amazing.
Is it this cold in there?
No, I'm going to tell them to turn the heat on.
I'm about to freeze.
This guy's great.
It's like one of those cryo things.
I love it cold.
I'm freezing. This is horrible. My nipples
are cold. This is actually a little hot today?
Come on! It's freezing in here.
You know, to hang me.
All right.
I like you to hang me.
My point is, the shows are going to be bananas. We got Larry Biaz hosting. We think
After you said bananas?
Because he's a friend of ours from New York, but he's like, I got to go away for a while. I'll explain it later. And that was a month and a half. But he's also one of those guys where, like, maybe he just pretended he went to jail for street cred. Him, me, Gino. Cumia does stand-up now, which is unheard of. You know, he's always been funny, like, since the O&A days.
If I can interrupt, to his credit, he wouldn't tell you he's doing stand-up. He's not, but he's hilarious. He's always been, and he's on stage just being funny. Like, I want to give him props, but I don't want people to think he's like, I'm a comic now, because he's not. He started doing this as a favor to us. Like, we would start doing the Comedians of the Compound, and he would come out to, because that's a big name draw. But now, like, you would think, you know, if he's not having fun, he'd be in a hurry. He's,
well, by the way, where is he? Loving. He should be here right now.
Yeah, I told him that, too.
But he's been here a whole day. I don't even want to tell you what he said about you, Alex Jones. I don't want to tell you. You should come to New York and hash it out with him. But get
he
the
has no desire
show.
To go to New
get
York.
Them come
he doesn't
to our
like
show.
Feces or heroin. Why would he go to New York?
Let me say this about our show. It makes you laugh whether you want to or not.
You guys
that's
have a great
the problem
show, but
with the world now.
I want to get Anthony in studio. So if he's here for the weekend, he has to come on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell him to do that.
So is he doing Rogan today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'll come here tomorrow.
I'm jealous now.
Oh, you guys, that he's doing Rogan? Or
let's
that
just all go
Crash
Joe's show right
let's
now.
Let's go. You
all
know
right,
where he
let's
is.
Let's go.
He's got all the Navy SEALs protecting him.
Does he really?
Yeah, they look machine gun turrets.
Yeah, but you got the one guy that can kind of speak English.
And that That's guy knew the difference between a cop and a taser. And he should move.
He also knew a good cigar. He goes, is that an Arturo Fuente? And I go, yeah, I brought it for Alex. I go, does Alex smoke? He goes, a little. I go, not as much as you. He goes, you won't know what a Fuente is. And then I gave him the Fuente. He was ecstatic.
So we got security guys stealing my cigars.
This is great. Yeah,
we'll go drop by Rogan's and just bust in there. It'll be a good time. I think
that's a joke, folks. We're not going to do that.
Oh, probably.
It is strange out of the whole universe that Joe got a studio right down the street from me.
Yeah.
Now he's got another studio.
Remember when Alex Jones was drinking? Remember when Alex was drinking, he'd go and he'd crash Joe Rogan with you? Remember cool Alex Jones there? Yeah.
I say we get Alex hammered right now and then we go and do Rogan too.
Right now.
Any booze in here?
No, there's no alcohol here. And hey, we have a serious program and I'm normally really serious.
Yeah.
But, what's going to happen to Joe Biden, who the media just fawns after? I don't know if you saw that compilation of when he did the State of the Union. They're like, it was like the voice, just like an angel. It's totally the inflections, the way he controls the modulation. Wow. No one's ever witnessed someone that is just this orator skill. And meanwhile, he was a babbling idiot.
I'm going to say it's good to finally have a president that can fall up the stairs.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like scrabble like an old dog.
Yeah.
And I also think, I think that he's probably a simulation. I think you should buy into this. He's like one of those things that they put on when they put Tupac Shakur on stage now. What's it called?
Hologram.
A hologram. I think
he's
a hologram.
You think of the word hologram? Talk for a living.
I slept for 3 hours last night, and it's freezing in here. My brain doesn't work.
So he's a hologram. Go on.
I don't know. I think.
Hey, do you want to wear my leather jacket?
Could I please wear your leather jacket?
Hey, guys, go get the jacket off the wall. Bring it in here.
Can someone please bring me Alex Jones's leather jacket?
That has to happen.
This is not my leather jacket. This is Charlie Sheen's leather jacket.
Come on.
I'm not joking.
Oh, it's got AIDS. So,
wouldn't you argue we were enjoying watching the? It's frustrating.
Let's get serious. This is a true story. This is the jet leather jacket worn in Red Dawn, and I'm also got a big fan, Millis, John Millis, that did the Dirty Harry stuff.
Yeah.
All that. His daughter's very, very nice. Those were the State Department. They're good guys. And so this is from Red Dawn, an anti-communist film.
Yeah.
Can you guys bring it in here? They're doing it right now.
Oh, you wear this? This is your daily jacket?
No. Well, you're a big guy, big muscle wide, but not.
I'm 4'2".
But the thing is, no, you got big muscles. Show them those guns.
All right.
So this is a smaller jacket.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's from Red Dawn?
Yeah,
I can't wear that. You have it framed.
That looks like it's from All the Right Moves. Remember when he got thrown off the football team?
Risky business.
Or that one where Hillary Swank had a dong?
Why do you always go back to that movie? He wasn't even in that.
All right, I'm not screwing around. I'll wear it.
This is Wolverines, wasn't it?
Oh, come on.
Oh, you've got to put this on.
Come on.
This is amazing.
I never dreamt that I would be doing prop comedy with Alex Jones.
Don't rip it.
I won't rip it. I'm going to be very gentle.
That'd be too small for it.
What are you talking about? I'll just pop out of it.
Rip. It's made for you. Look at that. I didn't know they made those in a boy's husky size. That's amazing,
Thank
Alex.
Thank you. I'll take two of these. Oh, look at that. All right, guys. Now, who wants to go under the bleachers and make out?
You are the best, Alex.
This is great.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. It's not going to get any better than this today.
Wow. That is the film that is. That's on the
Red
cover.
Dawn.
Red Dawn. Yeah. That's the.
This is a real leather jacket that was given to you, and you keep it. Do you have other movie things like this?
No.
And it's dusty. The top of it's dusty. I wouldn't have shown up. Yeah.
Look at that, Aaron. Look at the screen. Literally, they're going to be like this jacket. They're going to have to change the placard to say worn by Charlie Sheen in Red Dawn and Aaron Berg when he grew a vagina and got too cold in the studio.
Look, I'm him. Watch. I got the vaccine.
That's nailed it.
I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. We got the vaccine.
It's everybody needs the vaccine. Oh, this was a great cast, by the way, Alex. You remember these guys? C. Thomas Howell? Do you remember how good he was? Boy, you can't stop looking at me. Look how teenage-y I look.
Now, what is...
Millis made the movie.
Oh, here we go.
Now, go ahead and play some music, guys, since we're going to listen to it.
Now, what exactly is that? Oh, yeah.
I got the vaccine.
And by the way, you know what else, Alex? I always say, like, they sit there because we're all obviously white supremacist racists. And didn't the attorney general or someone just say, because you watch this vaccination stuff, and I think this is racist in a way, because it's like they come over the past year, they've come forward with no new information on it. And they literally say, but look, we've got stars saying to get the vaccine. And you people are so dumb. You'll get a vaccine. And they won't. No one's buying into it. But to think that someone would watch like a cartoon or Russell Wilson say, get the vaccine. And they'd be like, I'm going to get one like Russell Wilson. They think you're an 8-year-old.
Stand up and model the jacket. Walk around out front.
They think you're stupid.
Hang on. I got to do.
There you go. Out front. Do a little ballerina twirl. There you go.
Seems like Alex has his own thing going on.
That's right. That's right. show him the Wolverine on the back. That's the whole point. Turn around.
He's doing the fame.
No. There you go.
All
right. Now there's even more lore to that jacket.
That is great.
Yeah. No, I'm not into. You know, once I did on some weird auction site, I tried to get the hat that he's also in that movie. Harry Dean Stanton wore in the first Alien, the Nostromo hat.
Oh,
and I like bid like $1,000, went for 10 grand.
Yeah, you weren't even in the ballpark.
I did want that hat, but I didn't get it.
What, you know what I have? What do I have, Gino?
AIDS. We've talked about this. AIDS.
You're going to get HIV wearing that jacket.
You can't.
I think he was dating Ginger Lynn when he was wearing that. He's all,
oh, God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I always wanted to be with
him. He had that jacket like 10 years. He wore it.
I think he was dating Nina Hartley when he wore that.
Oh, Nina.
All right, guys. Aaron Berg, Gino Visconti. Where are you guys playing tonight?
Tonight we're off. We're going to hang out here all day. We're going to go over to Rogan's.
Yeah, we're getting some drinks and going to see Rogan.
Visconti sounds like a delicious Italian meal.
Visconti, yeah, but it's Visconti.
Or something
I've been saying Visconti?
No, you're saying perfectly correct.
All right, guys, hey, we love you. Matt Bragan.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
It's pretty tough to follow comedians because almost anything you say after, you know, an hour of laughing is going to be kind of a black pill. So I don't have any jokes on cue. I'd just like to say it's pretty, it is kind of amusing that Rogan wound up just blocks from the InfoWars studio. I wonder if that's a coincidence. It certainly is showing a migration, and I don't just mean the physical migration with Rogan leaving California for Texas. People that go on InfoWars, they know they're burning their bridge back to the mainstream media networks. Once you've been on Alex, you've got no chance of sitting on the curvy couch with the Fox and Friends. No chance. So it's a decision that more and more of us are making. And, you know, what the heck? I'd rather be out with the advance party than, you know, back with the corporate titans. You can probably make more money that way in the short run. But, you know, what's it for if you're always muzzling yourself? And let's be sure, there's very few people on Fox that have free reign to talk. I mean, if they do at all. You certainly can't talk about vote fraud. You can only obliquely mention it. Like, you can say that there's a news story in Arizona, something to do with audits. But you don't dare say that this election was stolen and the current occupant of the White House was installed, you know, by the intelligence community. That's running every aspect of our country now. But anyway, here I can say whatever I want. And it's going to seem like I've got a couple of different topics today, but I'm going to tie it all back to the American domestic situation. I'm going to go way afield at the very beginning just to set this all up. Last fall, there was a 44-day war that almost nobody paid any attention to, but the generals paid a lot of attention. This was a war, really it was a war between Turkey and Russia using the proxies of Azerbaijan and Armenia in a little corner of Azerbaijan called Nagorno-Karabakh. And why this is significant, this is the first war that was won by drones. This was the first top-down drone strike war, and it's revolutionizing the way people think about modern combat, including our own military. Now, with enemy drones overhead,
And you can't just depend on the fact that we'll always control the sky. With enemy drones overhead, there's no such thing as camouflage anymore. It's almost impossible. A camouflage net over top of a fighting position, you know, is just a waste of time. You know, you might as well be, you know, an Indian wearing special magic beads that will keep the white man from seeing you. It just doesn't work that way. The Turks provided Azerbaijan with modern drone systems, both to provide surveillance and to drop weapons on the Armenians. And these weapons came straight down. So having a tank with great armor all around the sides and especially on the front, it meant nothing because these missiles would just drop straight through the thin top armor, taking out hundreds, if not thousands of them. The Armenians were defeated in 44 days and had to surrender because there was no option. And anybody that thinks that in a American Civil War context, that people will be out in the forest playing Robin Hood, it's a fantasy. If the enemy controls the sky, and you have to assume that they will, there's no hiding in trees, there's no hiding in the weeds. You're going to be seen on thermal and by many other systems, not just thermal. And taking it back to an hour ago, Alex played the recruiting ad showing the woke American female soldier, you know, with the two lesbian parents, how proud she was to be representing wokedom, joining the military, coming out of her woke college sorority. You can laugh and say, wow, that woman, what chance is she going to have when our soldiers are going up against Russian male soldiers? Well, they won't. They're going to be operating a drone looking for American patriots. And that woman, that woke female soldier, she's going to have absolutely no qualms about reading a name off of a list, typing it into Google, finding the house, and putting the crosshair on your chimney. She'll be told that the person that they're dropping the missile on is a white racist, extremist, domestic terrorist. She won't be in charge of deciding who's on the list. This is something that's been learned going back to, you know, the Russian Revolution, the Nazis in Germany. If you split up the responsibility, one guy makes the list, he doesn't kill anybody. He just passes the list through the bureaucracy. Somebody else just puts them on a train and takes them from A to B. Only at the other end does somebody take them to a ditch or into a gas chamber. So it's going to be very easy for the woke female to put the cursor marker on top of the roof of a house. And weapons have been developed that will mean very little collateral damage. So if you're thinking in terms of, well, I'll never give up my guns, you know, Mullen Labe, come and take it. They're not going to need to send a SWAT team to your house. After they've made you an enemy of the state and step by step taken away your freedoms, you know, taken away your credit cards, taken, you know, got you fired from your job by having the Stasi FBI do a whisper campaign at work, going to your neighbors and implying that you're some kind of an extremist, turning them into informants against you. By this time, you're going to be waiting for the knock at the door. It won't come. If they finally determine that you're just a hardcore guy that's never going to give up the guns, they'll put one through your roof. And don't think they won't. What makes you think that they'll play their weakness to your strength? They might be evil, and they might be, you know, virtually communists. Whether or not they're wearing the hammer and sickle on the uniform is irrelevant. They are Marxists. They're going to use their strength against our weakness. So that woke female soldier, she's not going to need to do 20 pull-ups. You know, she's not going to need to run up mountains with a pack on her back. She's just going to need to sit in an office and from two states away, put a cursor on your roof. Somebody else will be fueling the drone. Somebody else will be monitoring the drone. You see how it can all be divided up into different missions. One person makes the list. One person puts the X on the house. another person arms the drone, everybody goes home and sleeps well at night. They'll be told all they've done is eliminate, you know, reactionary, capitalist, boomer, white racist, domestic extremists. And so don't think, and I'm not against people training. I'm not against people buying all the weapons. They'll probably come in necessary. But the real fight is now, before it gets to the drone war stage. Right now is when we have to start fighting.
And listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock, the good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body, it's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now, stock up, and don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We were just discussing our new woke military, which is actively recruiting from the wokest of our society. We've also seen the CIA, they're recruiting the same, you know, identity politics, gay, lesbian, people identifying, you know, clearly as against the traditional American values. They're recruiting them. At the same time, they're purging traditional heritage Americans out of the military. This is important because there's only one reason why they're doing this. They want a military that's going to be ready to attack Americans. It won't matter that our military can't defend itself against China or Russia, for that matter, because that's not what our military is being geared up for now. You know, even after the McCain and the Fitzgerald collisions, where our best destroyers couldn't manage to get out of the way of big, fat, slow tankers, our military didn't take any corrective action. Instead, they increased the recruiting of the woke, and they've been downplaying meritocracy. They've put the diversity and inclusion and equity at the very top priority over anything else. So now we have ships and missile batteries and other, high tech installations and weapon systems being run by absolute idiots, because nobody in command can say you can't promote that person. They're not qualified. They haven't passed the test. Instead, they get rid of the test, because all that matters is that the right identity politics minorities are promoted. Well, this means in no way are they going to be ready to fight a near peer or a tier one country like China. It's just not going to happen. So do our generals, these woke generals, the ones that have stayed in, I mean, the rest are just hiding under their desk until they can retire. But the woke generals that have been promoted, do they think they're going to be fighting China and losing a war? They're not stupid. No. They're not going to fight China. They're going to let China do whatever China wants to do. The military is being turned into an anti-American patriot hunting machine. That's the purpose of purging out traditional Americans and recruiting woke Marxists. That is the very point. Now, I was talking briefly about this little Nagorno-Karabakh war, which is the first war that was won by unmanned aerial systems, also known as UAVs or drones. This war literally was won by the eye in the sky, not Tom Cruise or Top Gun flying around in fighter jets dogfighting. No, it was won by drones. The drones weren't made by America or Russia. They were made by Turkey. So this shows that even a second-tier country with a strong industrial base can surprise the world and come out with a fully developed drone program. And it absolutely just whipped the Armenians. The Armenians were fighting like it was, 20 years ago, putting up the camouflage and absolutely being destroyed from above. As a result of this, all the militaries around the world have been seeking systems to take out drones. So drones can range, obviously, from your little quad rotor that you bought off of Amazon, up to Predators and Reapers. But these small battlefield drones that might be, a distance of a few kilometers away, all of the militaries are developing systems, both laser and directed energy, microwave pulse directed energy weapons. Obviously, they need something to take out these drones that have been so effectively, shown to be so effective at dropping missiles straight onto troop concentrations and armor. But something else has been going on, and I'm going to tie this back to this war against American patriots in a minute. I've been hearing a lot of reports about this so-called Havana syndrome, where it began 5 or 6 years ago with diplomats in Havana coming down with headaches, migraines, vertigo, loss of memory. And it seems to be tying back into these microwave pulse-directed energy weapons. So at the same time, while not only America, but China, Russia, India, Iran, Israel, everybody is working on these directed energy weapons, these microwave weapons, for the purpose of knocking drones out of the sky. But something else has been happening in parallel and in great secrecy. All of these countries have been developing smaller, more portable versions to be used in an anti-personnel role. Now, if you look these subjects up, you'll find some stories fairly recently about American diplomats and other people, even in America, one happening like last fall around the White House, being hit with these directed energy weapons. And in the news stories, it's always the Russians. Well, we think it could only be the GRU, that's the Russian military intelligence. But the fact is that all of these countries have been developing microwave weapons against drones in the sky, and they've also been, it's only hypothetical at this point, developing much more portable weapons that can either be hidden in a small vehicle to drive around in a city, or even be put into a backpack or a pair of backpacks with soldiers sharing components, because those power sources are fairly bulky, et cetera. But these weapons have been used against people, I have absolutely no doubt. I've got multiple confirmation of stories where these weapons are used against enemies that have been, for example, in the act of planting IEDs or setting up missiles to fire at American bases in the Middle East. This is a gray zone weapon, because if you used a Predator with a Hellfire and you cratered a couple of, let's just say hypothetically, Iranians who were not in Iran in the act of doing something against American interests, if you crater them with a Hellfire, it's pretty obvious what happened, and a tit-for-tat results. But what if you use a gray area weapon? What if you use a man-portable, microwave-directed energy weapon to fry them in place? There's no bullet, there's no bullet hole, there's no impact, there's no bomb, no explosion. The guys are disabled, and maybe the next day they're suffering radiation burns and die. But these weapons can be obviously dialed down, and I don't have personal knowledge of this. That's that one that you see on the screen, that's an Indian version for anti-drone. But you can imagine, you can scale it down, you can adjust these things and size them for different purposes. And there are reports of these being, you know, effective at ranges out to 1,000 meters in an anti-personnel role. And if the amount of energy given to somebody is smaller, they may just get the Havana syndrome, you know, the headaches, the vertigo, the memory loss. But if the energy is greater, there have been a number of American flag rank officers and others who have reason to be on the ground in the Middle East that have come down with rapid cancer. And there's a lot of suspicion. But you see, this is a gray area. There's no bullet. There's no sniper rifle. You've just got an admiral or a general who comes down with rapid cancer in the thyroid or the brain. So there's a lot of this going back and forth. It's not just Russians or Chinese attacking Americans. I think that there's like a shadow war going on with these weapons. And eventually, we might see these weapons used in America against us. And I'm going to cover that.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You can get my books from Amazon in print, Kindle, and Audible, but if you get them from me, Jeff Bezos doesn't get the money, and I'll even sign them. I've been talking about drone warfare and the rise of counter-drone, or C UAS, counter unmanned aerial systems. Counter drone warfare is booming. And it comes down to very short range kinetic, you know, nets, things like that. Then medium range microwave, and then long range laser. This Nagorno-Karabakh war between Azerbaijan using Turkish weapons and Armenia, this little enclave in eastern Azerbaijan, it's the first time that that armor was taken out by lasers from above. You know, this is directed energy, a laser. We're in a whole new era. There's a military writer, if you watch the History Channel, you've probably seen him talking about tank warfare, named John Antal, A-N-T-A-L. And he just wrote a very short piece called 10 Lessons from the Second Nagorno-Karabakh War. The first war won primarily with unmanned aerial systems. This is a revolution in military affairs. He says at the level of the 1973 Yom Kippur War, which was an armor war fought in the Sinai Peninsula between Egypt and Israel, using modern systems like wire-guided anti-tank missiles. But this is very profound. And the Azerbaijani forces with Turkish backing controlled all of the battle spaces, sea, air, land, cyber, and information. They just wiped Armenia, this Armenian enclave, not Armenia, the Armenian section of Azerbaijan. They just fought it to defeat in 44 days. So now the world is scrambling to come up with anti-drone weapons. And a big part of that are these microwave pulse directed energy weapons. And all it takes is miniaturizing these for an anti-personnel role. So this is still a very black, dark, secret area that you won't find in any military manuals yet. This is still at the level of you know, spooks and maybe tier one operators getting their hands on these. But these are being used against people. They're being used against diplomats, I think more or less in a testing way. I've linked to a few different articles today. One tells a woman, a female diplomat, standing in her kitchen, visible from the window. This is in Cuba. She feels the ringing tone in her ears, and she's disabled after that, neurologically damaged. Other people in the same building were not affected. So it's thought that these things are highly directional, highly aimable. So like a deniable sniper weapon. And they can be dialed, my hypothesis, they can be dialed up for an immediate, you know, disability, like a battlefield use, or they can be dialed down. And if they can get into a position where they can give you doses, so to speak, over a period of time, like a diplomat in a mission in an office, where they can hit you with this over a period of time, you might develop other effects. What it sounds like when you're being beamed, people describe it as a high-pitched grating noise with the sound coming from inside your own head. That sounds pretty cool. Or if you've ever heard this, like, low-pressure buffeting, if you're on the highway with a window cracked and it makes that, like, buffeting sound, other people have described it as that. Now, the longer you're in this cone, the worse the damage is going to be. So if you're aware of this already, get out of the area, move laterally, get behind other cover, you know, get out of the path of the beam. The longer you're in it, the worse the effect is going to be. And there's no question these things are being used now. If you look up on, you know, if you just do a search on the internet for these microwave directed energy weapons, you're going to see these big systems that are sitting on top of trucks or armor. Those are for like knocking a drone out of the air kilometers away. I'm talking about things that are man portable. And the military that we have today, which is turning so woke, where they look at American patriots, they look at you know, at least 75 million Trump voters as domestic enemies. The same military that is purging, you know, traditional patriots out of the military and recruiting woke Marxists, they're going to have no problem whatsoever turning weapons like this against Americans. Before, I spoke about how the woke soldier from the ad won't have a problem putting the cursor on top of the roof of a house. That's for a kinetic strike. But how much easier will it be to use a deniable weapon, a weapon that causes an illness, that causes disability? You can't think, you can't remember, you lose your balance. You may, in high dosage cases, develop rapid cancer. And what do you say? Oh, I'm going to go to the news and say, I think that some intelligence agency hit me with a microwave beam. They won't take you seriously. They'll throw you in a rubber room. So in that sense, it's a perfect weapon to use because it, unlike a drone dropping a small missile through your roof, and I'm sure in the later stages of a civil war, they would get to that. But how much easier will it be to take people who are just a pain in the neck to the deep state and take them off of the information war battlefield by hitting them with a directed energy weapon that doesn't leave a visible scar on the outside? And these weapons are extremely secret at this point, but they're real, and they are being developed, and they are being used, and not just by our foreign enemies against American diplomats. I know that they have been used by American military or other spooks against America's enemies, you know, in a good cause, where those people are preparing to, you know, attack Americans. But we've seen the misuse of these weapons by our intelligence community. We've seen the CIA weaponized along with the FBI and turned against Americans. And I'm just trying to put the word out now in advance. If you hear about somebody who develops, you know, thyroid cancer or brain cancer in a matter of weeks after they've been complaining about vertigo and you know, neurological problems, think about this. The syndrome resembles a persistent concussion, like a football injury that in rats that they subjected to these microwaves. They have the same neurotrauma as a blast injury. So anybody that's been in war that comes down with these syndromes, they could say, well, maybe it's a late result of traumatic brain injury. But this is a very usable weapon because it's in this gray zone and it's deniable. And so far, nobody is even admitting that such weapons exist. But if, you know, you have to do a pretty good search on the internet to find these weapons, and you'll just see them, you know, huge on trucks. The ones that are being used anti-personnel, as far as I know, that none have ever been shown. None has ever been seen. They're an extremely, extremely classified part of any intelligence or defense budget. But be aware of it. And if you're somebody that, you know, might be a target of the deep state, just be aware of the symptoms. If you just hear this, the high-pitched grating whine sound from inside your own brain, you know, move. It might not just be your imagination. This is very real. And the military that we have today, unfortunately, you know, we have had some generals sign a letter, but that's no big deal. That's no impediment. Our military is moving full speed to turn into an anti-American Marxist revolutionary force. That's why they don't care about our ships getting slammed by tankers. That's not the war they're making our military prepared for. The war they're making our military prepared for is a war against us, the deplorables. And I wish it wasn't so, but that's how it is. And I'll see you next time. Talk to you later.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.